Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing that obviously stands out, not that they're 3-1, which is a better record than the Chiefs anyway, but that they have been surprisingly good, not on offense, where people were expecting them to improve, but instead they have been surprisingly good on defense. And so what I was trying to figure out is, do we view this as a test, as we normally would, for the Chiefs' offense against an elite-level defense? Right now in the NFL, the Houston Texans, which is surprising to me, have the number one ranked points per game defense in the NFL. Jacksonville is fifth. And as we've pointed out on points per game on offense, same thing applies to defense. The Chiefs' entire schedule is littered with them. They have Denver, who's the number two defense, the Chargers, who are the number four defense, and Jacksonville, who's number five amongst others, amongst the guys. I do kind of view it this way because in looking at the Jags and looking around the league, they have really good linebacker play. They have really good play from their front four. And they get the ball from their opponent
all the time.
Now, the thing is, they're playing a lot of teams who like to give the ball away. The Chiefs historically don't like just giving the ball away. So, like, I would think that that's probably coming back to norm in this one. But I do respect the Jags defense, a sentence I wasn't prepared to say this year.
That's been a big reason why they have the record they have. I mean, because it's not like Trevor Lawrence has figured it out. His numbers are not that impressive, actually. Brian Thomas is off to a slow start in 2025. Yeah. The defense has actually kind of carried that football team. Things can change very quickly, but you're right. Turnover differential, turnover margin per game, the Jags are the best in football, and they're considerably better than everybody else right now. They're just ahead of Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Philly as far as the top five or so. Detroit's also tied. And so this is an area, if you're looking at, and we'll have till Monday to talk about the game.
And we talk about Matt McMullen at 12:30.
And Matt McMullen will join us in studio today on the show from the Chiefs. But I think if there was one area you key in on, it sounds so simple, but we actually really haven't focused in on it much the first four games. The ability to not turn the ball over in this game feels like the biggest swing you're going to have. Yes, every game you turn the ball over, your odds go down to winning.
Chiefs are better than most.
But based off of what the Jags have done in order to win games this year, it has been reliant. They've been very...
They're plus +9 in the turnover margin.
Yeah, they've been very active on defense and been able to go and force teams to turn the ball over.
Now, I will say they haven't been like an overwhelmingly high sack team. Like, they're not the tops of the league, but they are getting to the quarterback. Eric Armstead's had a bit of a resurgence there. He's got a couple of sacks. Josh Hines Allen is top 10 in the NFL in QB hits, so he gets to the quarterback. And Trayvon Walker, obviously, there's a lot of high draft picks, former high draft picks, guys who are respected in the league.
Is Trayvon out for this one? Because I know he... Didn't he?
Oh, that's a good question.
Didn't he recently have a visit with a doctor or specialist?
So we'll see on him, I guess. But they can get to the quarterback. The real I actually like this because it's like the medium test. The real defensive line, the one you should deeply, deeply fear, is in a week and a half when they take on Detroit. 2 weeks, right?
Aiden Hutchinson.
That's the one I deeply fear. Kingsley or Joshua Simmons and Aiden Hutchinson moving up and down the line, choosing his poison and choosing who he wants to go after. That's the real test. They got multiple guys there that are at least going to find out whether or not. But for an offensive line that's young, has played well, but I'm not trying to claim the Chiefs offensive line is one of the five best in the league yet, has played okay, played well, considering that they're pretty new at this on the left-hand side. This is a really good test of can you win it? The only thing that, like, for the Jags, and I don't mean to knock them, kind of like Ross was talking about the Eagles, is there a single win you're impressed by on their schedule? They beat the Panthers. They're awful. They lost to Cincinnati and Jake Browning. And it was Jake Browning. Burrow got hurt in the first quarter of that game, right? I mean, it was Jake Browning, like...
Jake Browning had three interceptions in that game, and they still lost.
And they still lost. The
two big drops in that game, if I'm mistaken.
They beat Houston in what was just a drag-out, hideous nonsense. And we'll talk about their offense, I think, tomorrow. And they beat San Francisco, who is very limited based on their weapons as well right now, and some of the injuries he's had. I can't tell if their defense is for real, because on paper, I think their linebackers are really good. I think their defensive line is good. But I still feel like you can get them in the secondary and just... What offense have they played has been able to test him? And the only one is Cincinnati, and they did test him, like Jamar Chase and some of those other guys.
Their most impressive win was the one they just had. That score,
I agree,
makes a lead. I actually thought the Jags dominated the entire game. Yes, 26-21 is the score. And we do know the 49ers have dealt with injuries. But the 49ers, you know, were an undefeated football team going into that game. That's an impressive win. The 49ers were an undefeated team going into the matchup, and the Jags were sitting at 2-1, and they got it done. So I don't think we should, you know, take too much away from the Jags' performance in a negative way and downplay it. But the one thing that has been evident is Trevor Lawrence. It's not as if all of a sudden Liam Cohen has unlocked him yet. Dude. It has been defense, and it's been ETN. ETN's been awesome. He just had a 124-yard rushing day.
People kept waiting for him to drop off a little bit, and he is not dropping off. And look, they run the ball well with Tootin as well. So they just run. I mean, he has as many, I think, 10-yard runs as anyone in the NFL. So their backup running back just comes in there and eats up big chunks and makes it and should be making it easier on their offense. They're still not scoring, so that should be probably concerning.
Add him to the list, by the way, of rookie running backs that are looking pretty darn good.
Well, week one through three, not so good for the rookie running backs. Week four was the most yardage in a single week for rookie running backs in like 30 mm-hmm. years in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So probably just depends on if you look at what happened the first 3 weeks or all the rookie running backs finally coming around. And Hampton, who had a great week, Tootin, who had a great week, and so many of the other guys who have had great weeks.
Rookie running backs had 737 yards this past week.
It's a big week.
Most by a rookie class in any week of September football in NFL history.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.